Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport bunts between the mound and first base. Drabowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davenport for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is hit by the pitch. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Taylor steals home. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-0 in the game. Davenport bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to third. Mays moves to second. John Briggs now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Mays scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Giants. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Briggs covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Jackson pinch hits for John Briggs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Giants. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Paul Giel. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Elston. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.